Well, a lot of big issues here lately being decided upon by the U.S. Supreme Court. But one that we haven't covered quite as much is the ruling to uphold the president's controversial health care law. The 5-4 ruling allows the government to continue implementing the law, which doesn't take full effect until 2014. However, reactions from the ag community are decidedly split on this issue, with the National Farmers Union supporting the decision, saying that farmers, ranchers, and rural residents face significant barriers to obtaining accessible, affordable health care. And the Affordable Care Act contains significant necessary reforms that help all Americans afford insurance and the preventative care they need. However, the American Farm Bureau Federation opposes the measure, as they agree that farmers, ranchers, and rural residents need affordable and accessible health care, but are concerned that mandating individuals and businesses to buy insurance will impose an expense that creates economic hardship, particularly for self-employed individuals and small businesses. And most of those with an ag background in Congress also stand against the measure, with Nebraska Senator and former Ag Secretary Mike Johanns declaring that just because the Supreme Court has ruled that the health care law is constitutional does not mean that it's wise or should remain on the books. House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas says he will work with his colleagues to fully repeal the Affordable Care Act and enact reforms to the nation's health care system that protect access to health care. As for our specialty crop growers, the upholding of the law still leaves many unanswered questions for the food industry and migrant workers, since the law fails to account for the fact that seasonal workers have several employers. There are also questions related to the increased costs associated with individual farmers who use farm labor contractors. So stay tuned and log on to our website at southeastagnet.com as we will continue to follow this story and keep you informed on its possible effects on the specialty crop sector and the ag industry as a whole. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.